The rest of the story. Daniel had a brilliant mind. I can't impress you with this enough. Daniel had a brilliant mind. That was evident even when he was a small child. He had total recall, the product of a photographic memory. Anything he saw, he remembered. His IQ was sky high. Now, Daniel grew up in O'Donnell, Texas. His daddy owned the town grocery store. Daniel never stopped learning. He read everything that he could get his hands on. The arts particularly fascinated him, and Shakespeare. Daniel loved Shakespeare. The dizzying heights, the fathomless depths of such literature. In grade school, boys Daniel's age were trading baseball cards. But Daniel was planning someday excursions through the famous museums and longing to attend his first opera. He developed an early interest in politics also. "You'll be governor one day," school friends told him. And it would have surprised no one. His self-confidence made him a natural in public speaking, and his marvelous mind made him outstanding in debate. On or off the school debate team, he would gladly discuss any subject or argue any point. So generally accepted was the quality of his memory that nobody dared dispute him on facts. Daniel's teachers thought he ought to become an actor. He could simply look at a page of dialogue and it was memorized. But the young scholar said that he would like to be either a professor or an attorney. And adults assured him that he would be most successful as either. Well, Daniel attended Texas Military Institute in preparation for Soldiers College in Alpine, Texas. As a sophomore there, he married, and suddenly he was faced with the simultaneous responsibilities of college and a job and a family. And friends were concerned that one or more would suffer. But Daniel proved himself equal to all three challenges. He cruised easily through the remainder of school and upon graduation became an English teacher. Thus, happily ever after might have ended the story of Scholar Daniel. But this is the rest of the story. Daniel was teaching in Carlsbad, New Mexico. He was enjoying a summer recess when a friend called him from California. And the friend said, "You got to come out here. I think I can get you on TV." Well, Daniel was incredulous, but he listened to the excited explanation that there were bit parts to be had in television dramas, that the summer income from same would nicely supplement Daniel's salary as a school teacher. The friend had recalled Daniel's brilliant mind, his photographic memory. "It would be so easy for you," he said. For the rest of his life, Daniel never quite figured out why he took that fellow up on his offer, but he did. He and his wife got on a plane bound for Hollywood, and they never came back. Shakespearean acting is what Daniel preferred. But what he did instead was to create a television Western legend that has survived even himself. You have just met the real Daniel. Brilliant, refined, cultured gentleman, respected educator, intellectual, and scholar. The man you know is a character he invented. Bonanza's big, bumbling cowboy, Hoss Cartwright. That's right. Scholar Daniel was Big Dan Blocker. And now you know the rest of the story.